This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Coming up very soon in Fort Smith is a, well, if not once in a lifetime, once in a hasn't happened before time event in Fort Smith. To help me talk about it, Dr. Rosalie Walker-Russell, Executive Director, Academy of the Arts at University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. Good afternoon.
This big musical event at Harvest Time Tabernacle Church in Fort Smith is going to have 400 people on stage?
Potentially. We have 14 area choirs involved, and so we're looking at 300 to 400 voices on stage, plus area children's choirs, our academy children, and a chorale, and 14 soloists, and a 25-piece band. So, yes, we're looking at 300 to 400 people on that stage.
This is going to be gospel music that covers, if not the entire genre of gospel music, a big swath.
Yes, we've tried to come together and put together a varied concert of gospel music, from Southern gospel to Black gospel to favorite hymns to very traditional, some Brooklyn Tab, some Gaither music, you know, just a variety that any age, all audiences can enjoy. So we're excited about it. I think it's going to be one of the single largest events that Fort Smith and the surrounding areas has ever participated in.
Tell me about some of the soloists.
Well, let me just give you a kind of a rundown of some of them. Pam Camp, who has sung in Nashville professionally. She's a wonderful Southern gospel singer. Don Bailey. What can we say about Don Bailey?
From UA Fort Smith.
From UA Fort Smith. He has been at UA Fort Smith 25 years now. Jazz band director, phenomenal saxophone player. He is actually directing the band, our full 25-piece band on stage, and he is one of our soloists. He has a medley of music, the God and Country medley, that's a patriotic medley that he's playing. Anybody who has heard that piece will come for that piece. It's so incredible. Daryl Farquhar, Jason Gilmore, Brandon Willie and Joe Riggins are your Gaither Gospel Quartet, men's quartet. They're doing an arrangement of God is Good All the Time. That's just a fabulous arrangement. They're used to singing Southern gospel in quartet style. They're outstanding soloists as well. They're coming together. Hannah Franklin is our young, just out of college student who has a Janis Joplin type of voice. She made it into the top 10 of Arkansas's Got Talent, and down in Little Rock. And she has a wonderful voice. She sings in the area. We're excited about her. She's singing some Nicole Mullen music with background vocals, and she's just a great singer. Gary Hutchison, what can we say about Gary? Guitarist. He plays in Oreo Blue, which is a secular band that plays around the area. Everybody loves Gary's playing. He'll bring the house down. Susan Haynes, Tara Matlock, and Tanya Jackson. Tanya Nokel-Cayley, many of you know her as Tanya Jackson. Tanya is our Black gospel singer. She and Susan and Tara are also doing some Black gospel trio music that'll be phenomenal. Tanya has sung with Don Bailey's band on many occasions. She is just a fabulous singer. Then we've got Lacey Thomas, who is also a wonderful Janis Joplin type of voice. She's doing an arrangement of Power in the Blood, just a rockin', you know, type of piece. And then Barry Law, who is an opera singer, opera style singer. He's doing some Brooklyn Tabernacle music. Barry won the Metropolitan Opera auditions in Arkansas several years ago. He is a phenomenal singer, very traditional, very pure sound. And then myself, the pianist, I'm doing some very traditional music as well for piano, full orchestra, and full choir. So I think we have a really varied group of singers. Then we have our two little special guests, our little sixth grader Cameron Law, who is singing a solo in the children's choir music, and our little second grader Gabrielle Gore, that's doing Glory Train's a Coming from Southern gospel style. She's just a wonderful little singer. And all of this with 14 area church choirs, about 300, 400 voices. So I think we're just going to have a really fun night, a wonderful presentation of this particular genre of music, and something that I think the area, Fort Smith and surrounding areas, will really enjoy. We have choirs participating from Alma to Van Buren to Fort Smith to Lavaca to Greenwood. Of course, Tanya lives in the Fayetteville area, and so we're just excited.
Are you prepared for an encore?
I guess we should get prepared.
I'm just saying.
You know?
I'm just saying.
Now
right,
that you
yeah.
mentioned that, that's not a bad idea.
Okay.
We do have pre-concert music, 6:45 p.m. And concert time, 7 o'clock, about a 90-minute concert.
7 o'clock, March 5th.
Correct.
You can find out more information about this or anything with the UA Fort Smith Academy of the Arts.
At www.uafortsmith.edu/academy. Or you can contact us at 479-788-7251. At our website, the area choirs that are participating are all listed with phone numbers for tickets. Tickets are on campus. Tickets are at the books, Solid Rock Bookstore and all of these area churches. And we're telling people to get tickets sooner than later because we believe it's going to sell out.
And proceeds help fund instrument purchase, scholarships, things like that for the Academy.
Exactly. All the activities that are part of the Academy of the Arts. And so it's a wonderful concert for all ages, and it's a wonderful fundraiser for a very good cause.
What you're not an actor, so I don't say break a leg. What do I say before this?
I don't know. How about have fun?
Okay, have fun.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.